Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. You know what it is. What do we want to call these? Ketchups? I kind of like that.
That sounds like something a dad would say.
Yeah, let's have a little ketchup.
Yeah, after he like finds just a shitload of weed under your bed. Let's go to Chili's and talk about why.
That's how
why
American
you fail.
Dads do it. See, yeah. our dads, I feel like abrasive in your face. What the fuck is this? American dads are like, no, let's go talk it out.
Let's
at Chili's.
Go. Oh, yeah, no, that's not just an American dad. It's a very particular type of white dad. That's just sort of like, well, I brought you to a community center where they have a painting class. So you can really get these feelings out.
Let's have a rack of bourbon ribs. And just, some mashed taters.
Let's split some fajitas and just get into this.
And just talk about your need to use drugs.
Yeah.
Is it my fault?
That's like a really cool youth group pastor kind of type thing.
Yeah. Did you ever have a youth pastor?
Dude, I got dragged to church so many. I got sent to a fundamentalist Christian Bible camp when I was in seventh grade because my mom's friend was like, "I'll give you $50," and I was like, "Still no, don't care how much money off
your
mom." My mom's friend, like my mom, would go to church a lot, and I go to church sometimes, and then it's like. It's kind of like with your girlfriend's friends, where you pretend you like them, but you really hate them and you don't want to be there at all.
Yeah.
And so you just smile and you're like, I'm going to see you or whatever. And they were just, one's like, the Bible camp thing starting next week. I'll pay you $50 if you go. And I was like, and I'm in seventh grade. I'm just doing nothing. I'm just being fat and bitter at the house. I was just like, oh, I wish I could, but I got a lot of Doritos to eat or whatever,
Right.
And basically they're like, well, we signed you up anyway, so you're going to go. To this thing.
I thought you in seventh grade would be like, $50, that's like 12 Vicodin. Yeah, I'm in. Let's go to camp.
I basically was that kid. I was smoking weed at that point. I was like this fat kid in a Monster Energy t-shirt.
God, I would have sent you to camp too. I'd
know.
Be like, Jesus, straighten him out.
Yeah, I know. But I just went. But they were like, they were trying to be like the cool Christian. So you have a lot of people in like the youth group that's like, they have like a neck tattoo, but it's like a Jesus thing.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Where the cross tattoos are always, that's either, that. You're either one side or the other. You're either complete trash or some weird like Puritan thing.
Yeah,
you know
you're riding
saying?
It. And they one could go to the other.
Yeah.
One could be like, you were in prison, then you found God or
exactly,
some shit.
Exactly.
So, so I had to get dragged out there. And it was just a week of like fucking, and everyone's like, they're so Christian. They would be like, they're homeschooled.
Yeah.
So they don't learn about like the fucking, cause they don't want the devil's education basically in school. And, it was,
you can always smell those kids from a mile away.
They don't know how to talk to people.
No, they're always like crouched down somewhere playing with something in the corner and being like,
like most of life, I assumed everybody kind of hates this too. So sometimes you're like, yeah, we got to go to this fucking church.
Yeah, that's
then,
my
and
attitude.
And then somebody else was just like, I can't wait to get into some worship. And I'm like, where am I? I was like, where am I right now? How did we get here? And everyone was like passionate about it the whole time. And they'd just be like, hey, Kenny, how are you feeling after that session? I'm like, yeah, dude, Jesus is cool, dude. I was clearly not into it and just bullshitted the entire time. And it's actually one of the most pleasant memories I have of my dad. Was before this, my dad was like literally gone. I didn't know, he like went to California to try to get a job, didn't get a job, and just like, I guess, pissed a bunch of family members off and whatever. And I remember I had a weird feeling in my stomach when they were dropping me off from the bus thing. And I was like, oh,
for
shit.
For the camp?
Yeah. I don't know. It was like the closest thing I've had to like a psychic moment where like, I don't know what this is, but I feel like my dad's about to be here. And he was.
Wow.
And he was there and he picked me up. And he's like an atheist. And we picked up the Bill Maher thing where Bill Maher is just an asshole, like religious.
Yes,
you
yes.
Seen that movie where
me
Bill
and my
Maher
dad
is just
also
a swarmy dick and he just goes around to people who are like, oh, so you love God? Are you an idiot?
Which is
cool in seventh grade.
Exactly.
And, so me and my dad was just watching that. I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious. My dad's like, yeah. And because I realized early that middle school is a perfect time for that because, like, a lot of people, if you look at the Bible, you're like, of course it's ridiculous. But as a young person, that's the first time you'd be like, oh, dude, I just figured something out. Like, it's kind of what a dumb person thinks is smart.
It's big time Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? It's when you like figure out something that is, against the mainstream.
Right.
And you're like, oh, I'm in the know.
Yeah.
I'm in the know.
But you're like, everybody's kind of in the know. It's just we don't care.
Yeah.
You just truck along.
And now I'm like, God, I wish I believed in God.
It would be so much better.
Oh.
I'm so jealous of people. I'm like, it's so easy.
Oh,
for me,
so nice.
it's still for me, like the eject button on this whole thing.
Yeah,
Comedy fails.
Yeah.
Born again Christian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is anybody listening? If your life's not going the way you want, born again Christian is clearly the move. Because then you could just outflank anyone in your family. Or if they try to criticize you about anything, it's like, I don't really care about money because those are earthly desires.
Yeah.
I care about my relationship to God.
Change your profile picture to you looking at the ceiling with a bright light on your face.
Oh, yeah. Or youth group pastor, dude. You got this public speaking down. You're a little funny.
I just got to get three chords down on the acoustic.
Absolutely.
So you just got back from your big boy tour.
Yeah. Look, Mono Meds was pretty fun. Uh-huh. Thanks to everybody that came out from Texas,
yeah.
New York. That was fun as fuck.
You came back with something, though. You're a changed person.
Got the goddamn earrings.
Got the ears. Look at the camera. Look at the camera. Look at the people. Okay. Look at the people. And feel their judgment.
I've had nothing but good responses, Nick.
Well, okay. Here's the point I'm going to make. How are you going to do half your material?
I did it. I did an hour with the earrings on.
I
did the gauges joke. It's been working.
That's disgusting. I know you don't have gauges, but you're basically there.
No, I'm not.
And then the tattoo joke where you're like, oh, I have self-control in my 20s. No, you don't, bud. There's two reasons why you don't have self-control in your 20s right in your fucking face.
They're just little studs. You can barely notice them. Here's the thing.
Oh, I
notice them. I'm not going to take you look like a sixth grade boy whose parents were laid off. That's how you dress.
I look great.
You look like a mannequin for a loss of family.
I do great.
No, you don't.
I tell you what I don't do. I'm not a Backstreet Boy.
Here's the thing. When you're in a long-term relationship like yourself, you can look like you. You could basically, all you need to do is cover your dick in like a napkin and walk outside. But me, I got a tryout here. We got to do things. I can't change who I am on the inside, so I'm trying to change the outside. We're trying to go with the new 2.0.
Listen,
it wasn't working.
I was.
Look at me. From 2018 to tell me that was working.
It wasn't working.
So we're changing it up.
I was Team Kenyon on the fade. I was Team Kenyon on the denim jacket. I was Team Kenyon all the way through until we went to NBA fucking... Not even NBA. Like amateur basketball level earrings.
Okay. It is a bold move.
It's bold.
But we're sticking with it.
I feel like, you know, there's one of our friends that we have who gets laid a lot, and now you look just like him. You basically took all of the things that he wears, and you put it on your own body.
Yeah, I studied the enemy and learned how to become them. That's what we're trying to do.
It's a chameleon.
That's what I'm trying to do. Listen, does it fit? Will I lose this in 6 months? Yes. Is this kind of not
match your
AM? Are you going to
be 35 with earrings?
No one's going to be 35 with earrings. No, it's not my whole life. You take it out. But is it a fun thing to do for a little bit? Check it out. You look slightly cooler than you really are.
You're right. You do.
Here's the thing. When I'm on stage yelling, it's still me. No one notices tiny little things in my ear. And they're like,
I'm going to. That's the only thing. It's just I was like, man. My
now
friend
you sound
is
disappointed.
Changing.
You
I'm
sound
not
disappointed.
Disappointed.
Now,
I'm not
this
disappointed.
Is sad. I just was trying to have a joking conversation. Now you're crying. Now this sounds like a mom who did find weed, where it's like my baby's gone.
Because I feel like I feel like I'm thinking about the 2 years ago Kenyon with the fro and the sweatshirts, and the and the glazed eyes,
the forever glazed eyes.
And if I, at that point, got my ears pierced, you'd throw things at me.
Oh, yeah, not
you would light a cigarette and burn it into my cheek. You'd be like, you piece of shit. You don't know what art is.
Yeah.
And now here you are, gleaming.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I'm a hypocrite and a coward in many ways.
Well, how did it happen?
So, we were in New York.
Hypocrite and a coward in many ways. You're in New York.
We're in New York. My friend Maddie Wiener, who's been on the pod, is hilarious.
Yeah.
They start talking about like getting piercings.
Friend of the pod.
Stuff. Friends of the pod. Friend of everyone.
Yeah.
Was like talking about getting piercings. They want to go to this place called Whatever Tattoo, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Which is a hilarious name for a place.
Yeah.
And then, and basically they're just like, you should. And I kind of, I was thinking about doing it, but I was like, this is too much. Cause also Thanksgiving, this will be an issue. This is gonna be, this is gonna be a bit
because
of a,
that's Santino land. This where you are, that's Santino.
So yeah, basically, like it's fine for him to just be there. Like we've accepted he's kind of crazy. And it's we're both. Santino's my brother who has earrings. And he's very wacky. And he's SoundCloud kind of a
rapper.
SoundCloud rapper.
He's very talented.
Very talented, but he's an individual. He dresses. Yes. And so it's like, okay, we got one weird one. Now it's like I'm rolling in. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be a thing. Yeah. I don't know if it'll be worth it. I don't think it's long term. It just, I
do
got
you have
pressure
any grandparents still alive?
Both of them.
Yeah.
That's going to, yeah. It's
Latino grandparents?
White and Latino grandparents. I have my grandma and my other grandma.
Okay. I thought, and your Latino grandma already thought you were gay, right?
At one point. Now we've changed. The multiple girlfriends have changed.
The needle's going to move a little bit.
Yeah, no, this will be a thing. This will be a thing. No, for sure. There'll be some disappointment. It'll not be great.
That's okay. You know, who knows?
I'd be like, well, I still have everything else going on. And they'll soften some tears. Who knows?
So you go to this place. How drunk are you?
I'm not drunk really that much. I like a couple beers.
It gets even more disappointing. You just soberly got your ears pierced.
They were pressuring me into it. I kind of wanted to do it. I kind of was curious. It does. It hurts like a little bit more than it was. I mean, it's just weird.
It's a needle going through.
Yeah, and then Maddie had like her cartilage pierced. And it was by like a guy who just looked like just a demon slayer. He's like covered in tattoos and he has every orifice.
Always.
And so she got a cartilage thing where it's like in the middle of your ear. And then she was like, and then he just went, oh, come on. And I was like, well, not everyone's had like their anus pierced. You know what I mean? Not everyone's used to this innate level of pain that you go through with all the tattoos.
Exactly. It's funny how you see that guy at the tattoo parlor and that is the only environment where you're like safe. Like if I saw that guy, like even at a fucking McDonald's taking my order.
You gotta hold it together.
Yeah, I'm like, this dude's gonna fuck up my shit. Like I'm not gonna get my McDouble with just Big Mac sauce. He's gonna put mayo and pickles and mustard on it. And I'm gonna fucking hate it. But at a tattoo place, you're like, well, I think this guy knows what he's doing. You know, his ball sack is stapled to his gooch right now.
Right.
He's
chilling. That's the guy you want.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You don't want like a youth pastor looking dude to walk
would be terrible.
That'd be terrible. You want someone who's like, this is their entire life. They've literally tattooed themselves into one profession.
Yes.
Like they can't do anything else. They're banned from the rest of life.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Have you ever seen somebody reveal a bad tattoo to you?
Yourself. Yeah, I've seen you. Love Lord Huron, but it's as a tattoo, a little much.
I mean, it's thick. It's a lot of ink in there, you know?
It's a solid tattoo, but I mean, it's a band tat.
It's a band tat.
As a man... coming at me with it. Maybe you're trying to, it's like you seeing a fellow friend go down a dark road.
That's
You're like, no, don't get the earrings. Don't do permanent body.
You know what's going to happen. You're going to be looking at yourself and people are going to ask you what that is. And you're going to have to say it's earrings that I got in New York over and over again. And you're going to feel more and more embarrassed the more and more you say it. Yeah, that is what it is. Because when you get a tattoo of your favorite band, that's what you have to say.
Right.
I didn't think that through. Like, I have to tell people I have a tattoo of my favorite band forever.
Yeah, it's on your
and
body.
And then they
forever.
Go,
a tattoo is a huge thing. I wouldn't fuck around.
I'm not like regretful of the tattoo, but I do hate telling people about it cuz it's like they're just kind of like the response is always like, "Ah."
And that's for a permanent thing on your body.
Yeah, that's forever.
That you probably be like, oh, I hope this tells a little bit about who I am. And
that's why people get more, is because you get the first one, you're like, oh, geez, that's fucked. Yeah. Maybe if I get more, unfuck it.
Somebody had a funny point when people always ask, like, well, what does that tattoo mean? It's like, it doesn't mean anything. I just had
$80. Yeah.
Which I think is...
Yeah, that is true. I had $140.
That cost you $140. See, that's too expensive.
That's
because
it's good, though.
Yeah.
It's not a shitty tattoo. Like, it is a good tattoo. It's still circular on my shoulder, which actually, it doesn't matter. But anyway, and the guy was nice, whatever. I had to tip a lot. Did you tip your piercing guy? How much do you tip for
like
an ear piercing?
$50. I don't know. I tipped like $10.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would
do. It took 30 seconds. The guy didn't seem that. He also, like, I guess you center it or whatever. He did it with a toothpick, and for a split second, this dude looked so hard, I thought he was going to stab a toothpick through my ear.
Like, you.
To pierce it. I thought I've never seen how it works. But he was, like, doing the thing to make sure it's centered, but he, like, clicked it with a toothpick, and I just thought, oh, he's just gonna hold my ear and ram a toothpick through.
That's terrible. So I had, I mean, not similar, but I had a tooth pulled on Wednesday.
Right.
This was a big thing in my life. I've never had a tooth pulled.
I've had four of them.
Oh my god.
Wisdom teeth.
What? But were you awake?
No, they fucking knock you out.
See, they didn't knock me out.
Why?
Bro.
Oh, is it just
because I only had insurance? One, and it was in my mouth, so it was like a tooth that was like.
Oh, that's lame.
So they were like, we can just yank it out.
It's like time travel.
That's what I want.
It's a whole thing. You feel kind of cool. People ask if you're doing okay. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I want to feel like a damsel in the 40s, like when they faint.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I want to feel like. It's kind of a spa day. Like yeah. when I had my collarbone, I broke my collarbone longboarding so badly that I had to be put together with screws.
Yes.
One of the best memories I have. Of child. I mean, like, when it was just like, everyone's like, are you doing okay? I'm like, this is fabulous. I'm like, high as hell. Like, they just put me on drugs. Like, this is great. I didn't have to go to school for a week.
Right.
And
yeah.
They gave me a script. I was like, what? You just gave me a vacation.
Yeah.
You literally gave me a vacation.
This was worst case. So I'm awake and they didn't give me any drugs because they said that, like, even though it hurts like a bitch right now as I'm talking. But so this is the crazy thing. So he numbs me up, right? And I'm talking to him and I'm like, do you guys have like laughing gas that I could do? And he was like, his response was, yeah, we do have it. You can get some only if you share it with me though. And I was like,
well, you also shouldn't say laughing. Don't refer to medical things as like street slang. That's probably not a great.
Okay, nitrous oxide.
Maybe that's even weirder, but it'd be kind of weird if you're like, y'all have any whippets out here I can off before you pull this teeth? Like, it just feels a little weird. I would just be like, oh, is there any way to numb the pain? You know what I mean?
Is there any way to take away the pain?
Yeah, like,
doctor?
It'd be a little weird. It's like, you guys got back there. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
that was kind of my attitude.
You're all trying to throw some perkies at me before we get this thing started? Like, it's just, that's too much. A little too cash.
He did, beforehand, he put some pills in my mouth, and he gave me some water, and he was just like, swallow, and I was like, what are they? And he was like, pain pills, and I was like, which ones? And he was like, he kind of looked back, and he was like, ibuprofen. And I was like, ugh, okay.
Yeah, you can't be, that's amateur.
Well, he put me on Valium before this even started.
Oh, well, so you were greedy.
Yeah, I was greedy. Of course, I'm on Valium.
You're high on prescription pills.
I'm very high.
And you're like, how many more can I get out of this situation?
Shout out Valium. Whoever made Valium,
yeah,
you're doing good work over there.
Made Eminem's career.
What?
Said made Eminem's career. For sure.
Oh, Eminem was a Valium guy?
Yeah, he like sings about it and stuff.
I mean, give me a Valium. I could rap. I feel like I'd do anything. I could do anything.
No, you can't.
Well, it made me okay with getting a tooth pulled.
That's the devil of the benzos. That's why they're the worst drug that's ever happened. Because your house could be on fire. You're like, yeah, that's all right.
It's just hot.
I want it. Yeah, it's a little toasty.
I kind of like it hot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you put a Hawaiian shirt on. But
start playing a steel drum. Yeah. Anyway, I'm in the chair, and he's like, all he said was, I'm gonna check how numb you are. And he like reaches in my mouth. And I can feel him start to, like, tug on stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of like, ah. And he was like, ah, it's just, you just feel pressure. It's just pressure. And then all of a sudden, he, like, stood up. And he starts, like, putting some elbow grease into it. And, like, I'm like, the chair is rocking.
Oh my God.
Like, saying with his hands in my mouth, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And then he's just like,
oh, no.
And then you heard this, like, disgusting, like. Like you bowled a strike, like just a weird like crack, and then he fucking
see that you shouldn't be awake for any of this.
Exactly,
you
dude.
You shouldn't be awake for any sort of medical. Because
I was yelling, "What the fuck!" in a dentist's office. Like that was a real life thing.
You wouldn't want to have any senses going on.
And then he pulled it out of me, and he was like, "Easy, right?" And I was like, "No!" It was fucking terrifying,
man.
It felt nightmare. Like I was in the Civil War or something.
Yeah, Jesus. They're like, "Hey, take a swig of this whiskey. We'll get it done."
Yeah, yeah, literally. And then I was like, "Whew, it's fucking over." He put the gauze in or whatever. And then I was hanging out at the front desk. You should have seen. It was like I was.
What do you mean you're hanging at the front desk?
Because I was still on this fucking Valium. It felt like I was like drunk at a bar at like. 11:30 p.m. I was just like at the front desk, like, how are you guys? What's going on here? You guys scheduling stuff?
Oh my
and they were
God.
Like, are you driving home? And I was like, it may be in a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Fine. I was like twirling the keys on my finger and stuff.
Oh, no. Did you drive home?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
That was fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, I chilled out a little bit. I like went for a walk in the sun.
Sure.
You know?
Okay. Totally not how that works, but yeah.
I gave it a little bit. But yeah, that was fucking for a medical procedure that did not feel medical.
No, that seems very.
It felt very like mobster. It was the same way a mobster would take a tooth out,
like torture somebody.
Yeah. Except
like,
I was
it
numb.
Felt like Guantanamo Bay level torture.
Exactly, but yeah. I was numb, so I wasn't. You know.
Yeah, it wasn't the whole thing.
But it was.
Right. Jesus.
It was like going on like a fucking like a kiddie ride in a theme park. You know, but Guantanamo is like the big roller coaster. I was just on like
the
little thing.
The little minor one.
Little guy. Do you have a dad thing to get out on?
Well, I have two things because I want to tell the story about traveling, which was a little wild.
Yes. But, yeah.
Yeah. So New York was a blast. Went to Austin. It was cool going to New York to Austin because I got to see exactly what I want my life to be and exactly what I don't want my life to be. So that is really great. But so we went to Austin, stayed with some wacky friends of ours that moved to Austin to do comedy. And anyone who's Joe Rogan dictates where they should live should not be alive. So a lot of people in Austin are terrible.
Yeah.
But
you're basically modern day Mormons. Instead of Joseph Smith, you listen to
Joe Rogan. Yeah. And he just, it's the most insane. Like,
I can have multiple wives.
Yeah.
All I do is eat deer meat, dude. Like, it's fucking sick.
Pretty much. Like, they just follow the words of the prophet.
Yeah.
Said, this is the Holy Land where Kill Tony will make you have a career or whatever. And, like, literally, one day, like, water was just shaking on a table in Austin. And just, like, 100,000 of the worst open micers in comedy descended upon the city like the plague. But, so staying with a friend is nice, and his girlfriend. And they live sort of a bohemian lifestyle where you don't have beds. And you don't really care
shitty
that much.
Is what you mean. Bohemian is
bohemian,
a really nice way to say
heavy
shitty
drug addiction. Who knows? Who knows? They were very friendly. They offered us what they had, but they don't have beds. They, you know, they have, it kind of looked like a Pinterest crackdown. Like they had they had a few nice desks.
Yeah.
So you could be like, so you sort of give a shit. But then the beds are just a blanket on the ground and then just trash everywhere, that kind of shit. And so I had a place to stay. Like 2 days later, I just needed to crash there for like 2 days. And my friend, her friend like bailed on her at the place today, so she needed to get an Airbnb. But then my other friend's like, actually, I have a friend that went out of town. You guys could just stay there. Like, is it cool with them? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't matter. We have the keys. So basically, he's like offering you could just break into this person's apartment and stay there. But we were like,
something
okay.
I used to do in high school, by the way. Like, if one of my friends was out of town, we all knew each other's garage codes. And so we were just like, oh, we could go hang out at Justin's
place. So that's basically, but we were being cheap at it. We were like, we'll try it out. So we go.
Yeah, no, I do the same.
But
right
before we go over there, like, the girlfriend was just sort of like, there's a little bit of a cockroach thing. And then my friend's just like, why would you tell him about that? Don't tell him about that. And then, like, she says there's cockroaches there, but also the girl who lives there takes Adderall, stays up for days on end. So she just sees things. We don't even know if they're real. And I'm like, well, this is great.
Yeah.
You know?
And
we get there. It's like a nice apartment in many ways. Also, I see a cockroach immediately. within 30s. Cockroach basically greets me at the door. Offers me a drink.
And then you're well, give me an Adderall.
Right,
I don't want to fucking
get there,
sleep here.
So it's like a nice apartment in many ways, but there's like a plate of dishes just full in the sink. And then like food, like dishes someone had like made food with, like it looked like a chocolate cake, but left it out.
No.
And they've been gone for like a month or two apparently. Like it looked like someone came to the door and was like, you guys have to leave town in an hour. Otherwise Big Roy's coming. You know what I mean? Like it felt like someone like running from the mob level type shit. But it was like a normal apartment, so we just stay there, and it's like weird. And the next day, me and my friend, there's like a Keurig machine. My friend makes like a cup of coffee with the Keurig thing, and it's fine. Then I try to make one. I'm like, it's not working. She's like, you got to like check the water. And in the water was cockroaches swimming. And she had drank like a little bit of this coffee that she had made.
God.
Worst part of the story, stayed there for another day. That wasn't even the breaking point. We're like, that sucks.
I just
there
like
is
the image
Wi-Fi
of these cockroaches. Like, can you put the lid down, please? We're trying to fucking schwitz in
here.
Yeah.
It's a song.
We stay here longer than you people.
And it
have.
Was just so weird. Yeah, honestly, it's one of those. Like, it was so dirty. I'm like,
how do they get in?
Huh?
How do they get in?
The cockroaches?
To a Keurig water tank. How do they get in?
I mean, you got a lot of time in your hands in the entire park. You just get bored at that point. You're like, there's food over here. There's whatever. Let's go. They were like, fucking.
They literally must have lifted the lid and been like, get in there.
Yeah, they're like explorers. They're going out for new realms.
You
know? Drawing maps. So we stayed there, and then it was also weird because I would hear like sometimes people walking around outside, and there was always a thing in my heart where I'm like, is that the person who owns the apartment? Is that the landlord? What do you say?
That's the SWAT team that got the tip about this.
Yeah. I know. It's like, what the fuck is this place? So we eventually we got out of there. Just went to another friend who's normal and has a couch and stuff.
There you go.
Yeah. And the final dad thing. So my brother was driving around with my dad recently, and I guess there was a homeless person on the side of the road. And my dad was just saying like, that could be me or something, like kind of belittling the homeless man. And then my brother was literally like, well, that was you. Was you? This could be a coworker.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought that was a funny moment.
Wait. Oh, but your dad is
at one point literally homeless.
But does he have a car? You said he was driving.
No,
around.
He was driving around in a car. Saw like
is
a person
it his
on
car
the side
though?
Of the road.
Did he get a new car? He got a new car and everything.
No,
he's like balling out right
no,
now.
No,
isn't
no, no.
He?
Well, it's kind of a terrible situation. So he again. I got in the car accident with
right,
his car. They
right.
got.
He got
the
21
grand,
yeah.
And he's basically blowing it on like rental cars, and then not knowing what to do with his money. Slash, talking about getting
no,
a car.
No, start a podcast.
Yeah, very bad. No. It's like he's. It's not like he moved to New Zealand bad.
Yeah.
But it ain't great because he's just like, I just have this rental car. And I'm like, he's just blowing like $100
a week.
Just
burning money on
rental
cars.
Yeah, just lighting it on fire on rental cars.
And driving around to insult homeless people. That's what his
big
thing is.
Yeah, just driving around to do nothing.
Be like,
just,
look at him. Now I've got $20,000. Look at that piece of shit.
Yeah. So it's kind of...
why don't you get in a car accident, buddy?
Yeah,
get
I got the
feet.
Car. I am still mad at this no finder's fee for arguably the way to...
I would like, you know...
Arguably the greatest wealth transfer to happen in our family.
Yeah, exactly.
And I get
You're
zero discount.
For the most amount of capital ever funneled into your family.
Ever had. This is the most money he's ever had.
You getting rear-ended.
Yeah, by a mistake I made. It's a mistake he made, me,
America's
making
a
mistake
country.
That gives back.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I guess that's going to be the episode, right? We're going to wrap it up there.
I thought it was fine until you made it awkward, but sure. Oh, wait, I have some things to plug. I'm going to be headlining at Mustang's Bar Grill in Beloit, Michigan next week. After that, I'm featuring for Matthew Brozard. Sorry if I don't know how to pronounce his name. In Des Moines, Iowa. That following weekend, 12th and 13th. So
is that at Teehees or is that at the
one front? Night at Teehees and then one night in another undisclosed location? I forget right now. But check out my Instagram, at Kenyon Comedy, and I will be posting about that there. So if you're in Iowa, come on out.
Bang, bang. Thanks for listening. Like the video and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
And also check out the Lincoln Lodge hot comedy shows.
Every
goddamn night
every
of the week. We're on them sometimes. We're hanging here. We're at the bar. We're on stage. So come on out.
Hey, guys. You just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. You could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.